ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden is considering executive action at the southern border, a White House official confirming that action could be coming, including putting new restrictions in place on asylum seekers. A new internal estimate is revealing that Ukraine's military shortages could become catastrophic in the fight against Russia by spring if U.S. aid doesn't come through. ABC News contributor John Cohen says Vladimir Putin is well aware of what's been happening in Congress, where a vote on aid is stalled in the House.
Putin has used that delay to his advantage. He has expanded his military operations. He has acquired territory he didn't hold 2 months ago.
A delegation of U.S. lawmakers has arrived in Taiwan in a show of U.S. support for the Chinese-claimed island. Thousands of AT&T cell phone customers this morning waking up to limited or no service at all. It affects several cities, including Houston, Chicago, and San Francisco. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to reconsider the state's congressional maps after he changed Wisconsin's legislative boundaries this week. Evers drew those congressional maps himself, but now he argues he did so under circumstances that no longer apply. Republicans hold 6 of Wisconsin's 8 U.S. House seats. Wisconsin farmers boosted conservation efforts between 2017 and 2022. That's according to the latest USDA Agriculture Census.
In so many ways, it is about access to programs within USDA or information, making sure that we can use all of those avenues to drive adoption in the way that we know there is demand for.
Mike Lavender is with the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. A vigil for two children who were killed by their mother in Middleton last weekend has been rescheduled for Saturday evening. Middleton police say that the mother also shot the kid's father before turning the gun on herself. The father is recovering. A vigil was originally set for Wednesday night, but officials say that the incredible outpouring of support and interest is forcing them to reschedule. It will be at the Lakeview Park Apartments in Middleton at 6:30. Madison Gas and Electric says that their new solar array in Fitchburg is now fully operational. The solar grid along Irish Lane will generate enough electricity to power 1,400 homes every year. They say their goal is to cut carbon emissions by 80% for all customers by the end of the decade. Their next goal is to expand their solar arrays in Columbia County, and they hope to have a new project online there by the end of 2026. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wuggehout, WMDX News.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent, running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
The Sheriff is back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Sheriff, pitcher Brandon Woodruff, signed a 2-year deal to return to the Brewers. Was his agent receiving offers from other teams?
Yes, there was quite a few teams that were in it to the end. And yeah, I was close to signing there at the end. And then the Brewers came in right at the last second is kind of how it happened. But there was interest from a lot of other clubs.
College basketball, number 7th ranked Marquette, defeating DePaul by 34 points, 105-71. Tyler Kolick setting a new Marquette record with 18 assists, surpassing Tony Miller and Doc Rivers.
That's just the nature of our team is to really share the ball and get each other involved. We cut, we pass, we move. Just to show our team as a whole, as a collective, is always unselfish.
Head coach Shaka Smart.
I mean, you could tell by watching Tyler play tonight. And, up there, Tony Miller, 17, Doc Rivers, 16. Those are guys that have been in the record books for a long, long time.
That's Marquette head coach Shaka Smart. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be another really nice day today. Mostly sunny with a high of 55 this afternoon. The wind fairly light out of the northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear 32. Tomorrow, mix of clouds and sun with a few flurries and a high of 37. Saturday, sunshine with a high of 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Hubble. On Thursday, we continue to be live from Hayward, Wisconsin for the American Bracket Fighter. Join us noon to 3.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove that I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
All of the people who suggest that Biden should step aside because they want the Democrats to win are basing that strategy on the notion that Joe Biden is just too old. And the notion that Joe Biden is too old is based on a complete and utter misunderstanding of the work of the presidency. The job is to make decisions, not speeches. History writes about the decisions. That's what matters.
Oh, God.
Oh, I had a long, steamy night with Lawrence O'Donnell.
Does he know this? What does the lovely and talented Mrs. O'Donnell think of this?
Who cares? Hey, listen. Speaking of beloved, you know how I caught this, Jody?
How?
By the way, Jody Hamilton, I just shot her blood pressure to the moon because I asked for all these sound bites.
I've been there,
this
Jody.
This morning.
I've been there.
I know you have.
I know you have.
Can I just say, Jody Hamilton rarely barks at me in her Carol Burnett in Eunice.
Right.
Register, but she's like, it's fine, mama, it's fine, I got it. I got it, mama, I got it.
And I'm over here like Ken Berry, like
venting. You're venting. You're way over there. We have two more, and you know why? Because of R. Kelly House, our fantastic beloved listener.
I thought you said R. Kelly. R. Kelly.
We don't like R. Kelly.
R. Kelly.
No, no, not that. No, Kelly House in North Carolina.
Okay.
Because you know my insomnia. I go to, because you know this. I'm like it's like a baby monitor, Twitter.
You are?
Yeah. First of all, that's the only thing Twitter's good for anymore is tweeting back and forth with Mark Hamill, which I did.
Don't you have
And
a
I did.
Text
we got
number?
Into the pastry debate, and I did say these are not the scones you've been looking for. I did do that.
Wow.
I did do that. I did.
Stephanie?
Yes, I did. Okay. That's not important now. Let's move on. So I sleep, and then I wake up, and then I, you know.
And then you sleep.
You're up.
Twitter and threads, and I watch a movie and some dumb rom-com and whatever. But I
woke up. I kind of do the same thing,
because,
actually,
you know, they air on the East Coast. So I was, anyway, Kelly gave me a heads up about Lawrence early enough so I could watch it live here at 10, right? Baby was back up, being colicky.
Isn't he on at 7 locally?
Which
yeah,
is
but
10,
they re-air it at 10.
At 10, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, I urge you, watch Lawrence O'Donnell. It's his first whole half hour. I urge you to watch it. I swear, Chris, because you know he listens.
I know he does.
I think he listened to Carlos yesterday.
Mr. O'Donnell.
And talking about we need a plan B, Biden or whatever, that I screamed at him about. You know, we're family. We fight.
Well, sure.
Okay. She just screamed at me as Eunice this morning. Mama, just stop it! Kelly said, subject line, hi, Mama, did you see your honey Lawrence take down Jon Stewart? Yes, first of all, he is my honey.
He is.
Thank you, Kelly. But she said, Lawrence O'Donnell spent the first 26 minutes of his show with no guests but spoke of facts about Biden and the Dems and money and how there is no plan B. And he clocked Jon Stewart saying, is there film of that? Speaking about, because Stewart had said, oh, if he's so able and everybody says so, did anyone
there
film
is.
That? And Lawrence just made the good point that, and by the way, he was respectful of John Stewart and Urza Klein, as we call
Urza.
Him. He wasn't attacking them personally.
No.
He was just, I was saying, not many people know the mechanics of governing like Lawrence O'Donnell. Mm-hmm. He has been literally in the room where it happens, mm-hmm. in the Oval Office, in the Senate. So anyway, saying, is there film of that? Speaking of how, if Joe is so able, where is that film? He spoke of behind the scenes at the White House and how we won't see things that are going on. This is how Eric Bowler would like it done. Speak the GD truth. Love the show. Jody and Chris and you are a match made in skanky heaven that
skanky?
We cannot live without. Thanks for keeping real.
Wait, we're skanky?
Apparently.
I'm kind of the
Kelly has just wrote us a love letter in which we are called skanks.
I'm kind of the farthest thing from a skank.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't been skanky in years.
Yeah.
I'll own
I was. I might have been skanky in my 20s.
I'm skanky about, you know, fictionally, like about Lawrence O'Donnell.
Okay, got it.
Who I have no actual sexual relationship
with. I think I was skanky in my 20s.
Yeah. I'm a fictional skank. Thank you, Kelly. I'm a skank biscuit.
There you go.
All right. Anyway. Thanks.
Stephanie Miller.
Why don't you dip yourself in flour and make a skank biscuit?
There you go. Oh,
apparently I have, according to Kelly.
Weren't you skanky for, like, Donny Osmond as well?
Yes.
Before you came out?
I mean, skanky, its definition is I got to sing Yo-Yo with him and then, you know, drooled all over him.
And Bobby
stuff.
Sherman?
Yeah.
Bobby Sherman.
Yeah, but again, fictional. Fictional skankiness. I never actually... I did meet Donnie and sing Yo-Yo with him.
Right. You went on a date with Greg Brady.
Well.
Did you really?
That was, yes, it was a setup date by Disney.
To try and hide your lesbianism?
I believe so, yes. Here's a story of a little Leslie.
Did he know?
Who got her own late night show. And then the Brady movie was coming out, so they were like, oh, this will be a great date to the Emmys. She'll get publicity. And that was a great help to the show, wasn't it, Chris?
It lasted 11 weeks with you.
12.
Yeah, but
And then someone from the Partridge Family came in.
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of weird.
See, it would have been better if Barry had come in.
It would have been better if they gave the show to Alice from the Brady Bunch.
Oh, yes, Ambie Davis.
Yeah.
Or Maureen. Anybody.
Marsha.
Exactly.
She gets all the late night shows.
Yes.
Wow.
I was excited when she followed me on Twitter.
Oh, my God.
That when Maureen McCormick started following me, I got so excited.
She kind of followed everybody. She was like Tate Diggs there for a while.
But, you know, harsh everyone's buzz?
I know!
Can't you
give you Pop-Tarts?
Cody has had a long morning. Can't you give her a moment of joy, you big,
he's had a bad morning,
buzzkill?
Too.
I had a bad morning, too.
Oh, you'd ride your bike uphill.
Both ways.
40 miles in the snow. Sorry.
Okay. At least it wasn't raining.
Could be worse. Could be raining.
It wasn't raining.
I can help you with that hump.
What hump?
And Lonnie gave him Pop-Tarts. That are iced.
I have frosted Pop-Tarts.
Oh, frosting. Ugh.
There you go.
Yes, Mark Hamill has chimed in on Twitter. He said, where do you stand on toaster strudel? And I said, I am anti-pastry of any kind, and this is the sugary hill I shall die on.
I'm with
Don't even get me started on scones. These are not the scones you're looking for. I'll see myself out.
I can't believe you said that to him.
That's funny, though.
He can't get enough of that humor.
Oh, yeah, he hasn't.
Just like Mr. Reiner can't get enough of Meathead.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, loves it. Loves it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway, thank you, great American patriot, Lawrence O'Donnell. He just was pointing out, you know, the facts, just that it is way too late. You know,
yeah.
I think he talked about money, right? He said, first of all, people don't have it. I guess Gavin Newsom is the name that's mentioned the most
often.
Raising
the money.
And we love Gavin Newsom out here. But he said he would literally leave the convention in August with zero money available to Gavin. I mean, this would be a disaster of 1968 proportions.
Yes.
And trust me, I do feel like this isn't anything happens year. And I'm like, oh, my God, I know there's going to be, you know, free Palestine protests and, oh, God forbid, things turn violent at the convention, like in Chicago in 1968. And, of course, we lost in a landslide,
mm-hmm.
right? That's how Nixon won. They said, Lawrence was talking about Nixon was watching the convention.
And
that's
smiled.
When he knew he was going to win.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, anyway, I'm just like, that's what I keep saying, is that's what they'd love for us to do, is get rid of our... And Lawrence talked about polling.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, you won't see it anywhere, but... Because, you know, all polling is bull at this point, Chris, unless, of course, Biden's ahead, and then I'll mention it.
Exactly.
Okay, there's a new poll. He's ahead by 4 points.
I saw that. Quinnipiac.
Yes. But anyway, there's no polling. They were saying there's one poll that shows Newsom or Kamala Harris losing to Trump by a lot more. There is nobody, when you say, someone else.
Exactly.
We're going to just put someone else. He was talking about they'd have zero money. First of all, it's hugely disrespectful to Kamala Harris to just go right to, let's put Gavin Newsom in. Like, she doesn't exist.
I agree.
And, like, you're not going to piss off black ladies, you know, that is our base. I mean, it's... Oh, by the way, did you see Fox News said black people are going to vote for Trump now because they like sneakers? Yeah. Yeah, that's not horribly racist. Okay. Where was I?
I like sneakers. I'm not going to vote for
Trump. Yes, you do. You have fantastic high tops. He has yellow, bright yellow. He has bright red.
Did you see the gold diapers?
Yes. All right. Give me some more. Lawrence O'Donnell. Yeah, right there. Yeah. Okay.
20.
Yes.
Thank you, mentioned Eunice. That Joe Biden's at a fundraiser tonight where he is crushing Donald Trump in the fundraising competition. The latest campaign finance reports show that the Biden-Harris reelection campaign has $56 million on hand at the end of January, while the Trump campaign had only $30 million on hand. President Biden's also raising money with and for the Democratic National Committee, which has $24 million on hand at the end of January. The Republican National Committee has $8 million.
So there's that.
There's that. But anyway, again, that I think people don't know the mechanics, that it is way too late in August to start a campaign.
Yeah.
So one last one, Lawrence O'Donnell.
Here's the part of the story that no one who has said Joe Biden should drop out or has written that Joe Biden should drop out has ever mentioned, that every other Democrat whose name shows up in these articles as a substitute for Joe Biden, as the Democratic nominee, has raised exactly zero money for a presidential campaign.
Yeah.
See, I mean, that's all that matters.
And then he just talks about that people don't understand the mechanics of what happens with the delegates. And I mean, it would seriously be a disaster.
A cluster?
Yes. And so, anyway, but I think he just made a great... He talked about, who was it? Roosevelt, who was dying literally in office. Like, he was saying a lot of presidencies wouldn't have survived.
FDR.
Yeah, sorry. But wouldn't have survived televised presidencies.
Oh, God, no.
Like, you know, because I think he was saying Urza's.
Urza?
I'm just going to stick with Urza Klein.
Okay.
Until he
I'm sure he loves
right,
that.
Until he acts right.
Do you want me to book him?
No.
He's been on this show before.
Of course. No, I love it. No, and Lawrence was very respectful of him. Yeah. He just disagrees. First of all, I don't get it, because we basically talked about what a great president Joe Biden is and all he's accomplished. But it's the optics coverage. But he seems old. And this is a televised age, you know. And it's like, I can't believe 91 felonies. Nobody's asking Trump to step down. Really, media? You don't think he might? There might be some reason. I don't know. Call me crazy. Maybe a rapist ought to step down for some reason. I don't know what. I'll think of it.
That's
It'll
cuckoo.
Come to me.
That's cuckoo.
But anyway, But anyway, so he wasn't attacking, you know, John or Urza. He was just saying, you know, again, none of that was filmed. Everything Roosevelt did in World War II. He said the actual governing is never filmed. He talked about a time in the Oval Office with Bill Clinton, who made a split-second, really good decision. He's like, none of that is ever filmed. He said only the theater is filmed, you know. And so that's part of it, is that, you know, we want our president to perform for us, you know.
I don't need a minstrel.
I'm totally with Mary Trump on this. She's doubling down her criticism of Jon Stewart's monologue. Because he came after her then, you know, this past week, she argued that Stewart took a swing at her and missed. She said, I criticized him for erroneously elevating my uncle by claiming we're not suggesting neither man is vibrant, productive, or even capable. Any honest, objective person knows this is completely false. And the kind of both-side-isms I was calling out, I find it dangerous, she said, coming from an incredibly influential public figure, because it leads to voter apathy. That was the point I said. Him saying, oh, these two old guys, nobody cares. You know, he is very influential. And I love John. I don't know if you know this, Chris. Mm-hmm. Here's a fun fact. John and I co-hosted the original version of The Daily Show for a couple of times when they were, like, you know, developing it back in the day.
I didn't see
so
that.
So I will stipulate he is someone that became wildly more successful than I am. So it's not jealousy. I'm not at
very
all happy for him.
Was this like before,
just disagreed
before they brought on Craig Kilborn? He was the first.
It was called something else.
Okay.
I can't remember. I have.
Because Kilborn. Do you want me to go find my old VHS tapes?
I would love that.
Okay. I would love I have a VHS player.
We need to put that on YouTube if you have it.
I can digitize it.
I used a clip of it. I was pretending I was shooting him with a spitball. I went, and he did a funny, very funny, ow! It was funny.
Would he remember that?
No. Oh, God.
Would he remember you?
Oh, yeah, because hardly anything else has happened in his career since then.
He saves animals. Anyway. I want the tape of that because I have a VHS player and I can digitize from it.
Anyway, Mary said it leads to apathy, which is unconscionable, which is unacceptable in an election year when one side threatens to eliminate our democracy and the other seeks to strengthen it. She said she was surprised to be living rent-free in Stewart's head, that he even felt the need to respond to her public criticism of his monologue. She argued Stewart pretended my objection to his comment was that he had made a comment at all before listing what he got wrong, mischaracterizing her point, insinuating that she couldn't take a joke and downplaying his supposed influence on voters. He seemed to me very defensive, just in the clip I saw, and not maybe understanding why people are so sensitive, like Mary Trump.
I would book her on his show.
Yes, that would be great. Yeah, that would be a great idea. But anyway, so I just wanted to give a shout out to my Lawrence. I think he just sort of highlighted why. And I just keep saying, if anyone should know that both sides don't do it, it's John Stewart. It's like 9/11 responders. He did great work. Mm-hmm. It's Republicans. It's Republicans that block everything. And by the way, I agree.
You know what? He's been a both sides do it ever since he got in that fight with Paul Begala who's the other guy on Crossfire?
I forget.
Tucker Carlson.
Was it Tucker Carlson?
Yes. Okay.
And he calls him a D now.
Yeah. So he's obviously right about a lot of stuff, but Tucker Carlson is an enormous D.
But he called out Paul Begala in that same thing, and I don't agree with
that.
No,
we love Paul Begala.
We love Paul Begala.
Ever since he said Ari Fleischer needs to find a salad bar. Okay.
Yes.
I just agree with Dan Goldman real quick. He tweeted, DOJ must investigate whether and when Grassley, Comer, or Jordan knew that Smirnoff was spreading Russian disinformation. But now that it's public, Comer and Jordan clearly will be conspiring with Putin to interfere in the election if they continue with this bogus impeachment. Thank you. And by the way, to Mary Trump's and Lawrence O'Donnell's point, this whole story was on page 16.
I
think four stories somewhere in the front page about something Biden old. So, okay. Look alive, mainstream media. Here we go. 21 minutes after the hour. This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Cozy Earth.
Aw.
It's especially cuddly when it's rainy out and cold. Oh, my God. My sheets are so soft and luxurious.
Nice.
Why am I talking in this accent? You know why? Because I float down my stairs in my Cozy Earth pajamas, and I feel eleganza.
Is that what that is?
Yes, they are elegant. They're out. Why I have the black ones with the white piping. I have blush color. I have olive color on the way. Right. The sheets come in 15 awesome new colors. They are so soft, so luxurious. I'm telling you, Oprah's favorite things. 5 years in a row, Cozier sheets are made from viscose from bamboo, making them temperature regulating. You'll sleep cool and comfy year round. They offer 100 night sleep trial. Sleep on them, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Life-changing luxury. The world's softest sheets. And then you'll get this weird accent that Madonna gets every year before she hosted the
Tonys. That's kind of a Katharine Hepburn accent.
Yes. CozyEarth.com. Yes, Mid-Atlantic.
Yes.
CozyEarth.com. The promo code is Miller at checkout to save up to 35% on bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. CozyEarth.com. Promo code Miller.
Stephanie Miller.
Why don't you dip yourself in flour and make a skank biscuit?
They're coming to Chicago.
On a priority approach and landing in Chicago.
It's Sexy Liberal in Chicago.
No dice, Chicago. I'm giving the orders and we're coming in.
August 17th, it's Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Show. Saturday, August 17th at the Vic Theater, just ahead of the DNC in 2024. Featuring Stephanie Miller, John Fugelsang, comedy duo Frangella, and Hal Sparks. Special VIP tickets get you into the meet and greet after the show. For a great holiday gift idea. August 17th at the Vic Theater. We'll see you in Chicago for Sexy Liberal.
Ha ha ha!
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she acts like she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives, so it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy, she sleeps well, she's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I am so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
There is exciting news in Stephanie Miller podcast land, isn't there, Chris? We now offer Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast and the Out of the Gate podcast.
Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast is once a week. It is the best interviews of the week from the Stephanie Miller Show every Friday. Stephanie Miller Out of the Gate is daily. You will get the first segment of every day's Stephanie Miller Show, plus Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour Extra, which is the best interview of each day. So three different podcasts in one feed.
Get it wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe on your favorite podcast app.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jam from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jam.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people don't say, oh, man, she's a Republican, she's a Democrat, she's a whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Stephanie Miller.
Malcolm Nance is coming up.
True!
Malcolm Nance. You can only hear jingles. Carl Frisch, Dr. Redletter, Malcolm Nance, and Dana Goldberg all on the big Thursday show, right?
It's huge.
And, of course, Chris Lavoie getting things wrong. Who said the notion that Joe Biden is too old is based on a complete and utter misunderstanding of the work of the presidency? The job is to make decisions, not speeches. History writes about the decisions. That's what matters. Who said that?
Twinkie the Kid.
No, we just played. It was Lawrence O'Donnell.
Oh.
Can I just reaffirm my love for Ellie Mistal, who we just had on?
Yeah.
He tweeted, I simply do not care about Biden's age for two objective reasons. One, Trump is also old, crumbly, and he's smelly. Two, the vice president is ready, able, younger, and to the left of the administration anyway. His latest piece in The Nation. I recommend that. And watching Lawrence O'Donnell's first half hour yesterday, really. Pete in Wisconsin, good morning, everybody. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, every morning.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen the story from Oklahoma where there was a trans student that was beaten in the school?
Non-binary student.
Denied. Child. Yeah, non-binary.
Yeah.
Denied medical attention from the school, and only, I think it was the grandparent that had to take the child's hospital where the child later died. Now, again, you have to wait till everything is done,
right.
But it sure does look like the sustained injuries from said.
In the bathroom with this.
Now,
it was awful.
Oh, my God. All right. So this is another warning sign and another chance for the GOP to walk away from Christian nationalism. Yeah. They're not going to do it.
And by the way, the judge that brought us the frozen embryo decision is a Christian nationalist.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to our brave new world.
He mentioned the wrath of God in his decision.
Uh-huh. Carl Frisch, next.
You're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers says he has no plans to sign a Republican bill to spend tens of millions of dollars to address PFAS pollution. He says in a letter to lawmakers it puts too many enforcement limits on the state Natural Resources Board. The Senate passed the bill in November, and the Assembly is set to pass it today. The U.S. Department of Education is offering breaks on student loans. Cora Hume is with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. She says borrowers with non-federally held loans need to consolidate them into a direct consolidation loan by the end of April.
Older borrowers are less likely to hold direct loans, which would already benefit from this pay count adjustment. And then those that do own direct loans, they're less likely to participate in this IDR program that caps their monthly payments.
Hume says the savings has the potential to change lives. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. The Janesville City Council will consider the next step in redeveloping the former General Motors campus at their meeting Monday night. The plant was demolished in 2018. Janesville officials say that it's time to rebuild their legacy and find a new way to use the property. They say that they can begin assessing new funding sources and building a vision for what they want to see at the site. City officials anticipate planning for the campus area will be completed in the next 18 months. Goodwill of South Central Wisconsin wants to help people with their taxes. They're launching their free Vita tax preparation program to help people get the most out of this tax season. The program is designed for low to moderate earners, the elderly, people with disabilities, and limited English speakers. It's all run through volunteers. You can register for the program online at the Goodwill of South Central Wisconsin website. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wuggehout, WMDX News.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
It is going to be another really nice day today. Mostly sunny with a high of 55 this afternoon. The wind fairly light out of the northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear 32. Tomorrow, mix of clouds and sun with a few flurries and a high of 37. Saturday, sunshine with a high of 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Wittingly or unwittingly, House Republicans have been acting as an agent or an asset of Russian intelligence for Vladimir Putin. This whole Burisma thing was debunked during the first impeachment investigation in 2019 by numerous witnesses, all of whom experts on Ukraine and Russia. And now this 1023 materializes from a purported conversation in 2020 that is treated as gospel by the Republicans.
And Ken Buck.
Is that who you are? What you like to do?
In this case, both. He, Republican of Colorado, made a serious allegations, telling CNN James Comer and Jim Jordan were warned that the former FBI informant, whose claims they publicly repeated, could not be corroborated. This was the exchange. Buck said, "We were warned at the time that we received the document outlining this witness testimony. We were warned the credibility of the statement was not known. And yet people, my colleagues, went out and talked to the public about how this was credible and it was damning. And it proved President Biden complicitly in receiving bribes." Caitlin Collins said, "So James Comer and Jim Jordan, they knew this was not corroborated information, yet they still went public with it, talked about it on television, used it to fuel these investigations regardless." And Buck said, "That's what it appears."
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's got a lot of explaining to do, I think.
You think?
And it's not Joe Biden.
No.
Let's talk to our friend, shall we?
Carl.
Carl Frisch. Let's talk to our fancy Fairfax County School Board friend, shall we? Carl Frisch.com. Hi, Carl Frisch. Hi.
Good morning, and what the actual buck?
Ah! Hey, yeah! Bam!
And Carl, happy belated Frisch, birthday.
Yeah, when Carl Frisch birthday. When Carl Frisch drops the mic, it stays dropped.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
It was Carl's birthday yesterday.
Yesterday, we missed it.
I wanted, as part of my birthday celebration, I wanted to make every sensor in the land go, "Oh, okay, never mind."
Yeah.
Never mind. Chris didn't have to dive.
Right.
It was fine.
Exactly. I mean, it is. We find ourselves in more and more extraordinary times every day, don't we? I mean, that is the question now. Were they witting agents of Russian disinformation? Were they in on it? But it sure
Here's
seems
the question,
like...
I mean, at this point, I think what is abundantly clear is that regardless of the facts at hand, and this is how we know it, right? Like, so yes, this case... We've now learned yet again at its core was rotten. But look at how they're handling Hunter Biden. Look at how they're handling every element of the attack on President Biden. It is all meant for politics. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they would have already had testimony from Hunter Biden in public, right?
Yeah.
Each of these things is designed to harness the best way of damaging Joe Biden.
Yeah.
And that's why they want to do these things in secret, so that they can leak snippets that sound damaging. And then, you know, not caring that 3 months later, the rest of the news is going to come out and it's going to appear to be entirely different than was originally described. So this is just one more example of why Comer and Jim Jordan can't be taken seriously about literally anything.
Did you see this moment yesterday on CNN? I mean, they just double and triple and quadruple down. Here he is with Manu Raju.
You said the 1023 is the most corroborating piece of information you have.
It corroborates, but it doesn't change those fundamental facts. So now
it's not true.
It's not true.
They said it was their main cooperation and main witness, and it just blew up. And they just are like, "Oh, well, that doesn't change anything." Yes, it does. It changes everything.
Let's be clear. It's not their main. It's their only.
Thank you. Yeah, David tweeted, "This is arguably the biggest, most important news of the past 18 hours. The FBI informant allegedly gave Kremlin and anti-Biden propaganda to top Republicans who built a fake impeachment case on it. It has Putin's fingerprints all over it. The New York Times published it on page A16. This is part of the problem, Carl, is that, right? Lindy Lee also, echoing that. New York Times buried GOP using Russian propaganda to impeach Biden on page 16. Meanwhile, New York Times offers breathless coverage of Biden's age with four stories on its front page. It suggested Biden's age is even worse than Trump's threats against Europe. This is how our democracy dies. Indeed, what the buck? Help us, Carl.
The buck has to stop somewhere. I mean, you can extend this metaphor a little further. But look, we can't let people not know about this. So go find that New York Times story and show them why it should have been on the front page. Everybody listening to the sound of my voice needs to get that New York Times story and share it on social media, because what happens is the editors will see that that story had a lot of pickup, far more deserving than the page it was given in print.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, ironically, disinformation, once again, is our biggest enemy. I happen to be listening to a caller to Randy Rhodes, and I know there is a section of this country we're never going to get back, because he just said Fani Willis is a racist, she's going after Donald Trump, and she doesn't prosecute black people ever, which is like completely untrue. And I saw on tape Hunter Biden having sex with a little girl.
What?
And I saw the election being stolen, and it's just, you can't somehow, you know, talk these people out of this, you know, and this is exactly what Putin knows, right?
Not worth the effort. Look how far we've come since 2016, right? In 2015-16, it was about the Russians using the internet to, you know, take captive part of the American electorate with misinformation. Now they've taken captive Republicans in Congress, in leadership in Congress, to try and do the same thing against the current president. So, it is only going to get worse from here. Rather than spending our time trying to convince Republicans who are captive to this narrative that they're wrong, there are plenty of people out there who don't know about any of this and are just waiting to be activated into becoming a voter. And we need to get those people out to vote.
Yeah. I mean, it's chilling to watch this Fox News town hall. And when Trump talked about not defending other NATO nations, the crowd cheered and hooted and hollered and just woohoo. It's just, you know, you wake up and think, I don't know what's happened to my country. We were just talking about this poor non-binary student who was beaten to death. You know, this frozen embryo decision. And, you know, I, not jokingly, but said this, welcome to our brave new world. I mean, Brian tweets, they were never going to stop with Roe. They're coming for IVF. Mm-hmm. They're coming for birth control. They're plotting a nationwide ban. You know, they're coming for gay marriage. I mean, Carl, this is, I'm sure for you too, the most terrifying time in our history.
It is shocking and frightening to see all of these different pieces of the fabric of our country being turned back, and seeing so many people willing to roll over for it. You know, fortunately, there are a lot more people in this country who are willing to stand up and fight to make sure it doesn't happen. We've seen that in election after election, special elections especially. You know, those are a good indicator of how things are actually going versus the polling. Mm-hmm. And Democrats continue to roll up victories in these special elections with Tom Suozzi and others. So that's encouraging. But we can't allow any of this to put us back on our heels or get us, any of us, to become ostriches putting our heads in the sand.
And Carl, IVF is another subject on which the American people vastly agree with us. I mean, Mike Pence and his wife used IVF. Nikki Haley had one of her children through IVF.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I would love to see reporters begin asking people like the Pences and the Haleys if they think that they should go to jail for the embryos that they the fertilized embryos that they killed after they moved on.
Yeah. What the Pences do with those embryos, right?
Right.
I mean, it's just, you know, Mrs. Betty Bowers tweeted a picture of the egg section at the supermarket and said, just visiting an orphanage. it's funny, but not. It's, yeah. I also, you know, Carl, I don't know how many more examples we need, you know, laboratories in the states and whatnot, that Republicans just can't govern. Texas has spent over $148 million busing migrants to other parts of the country. Meanwhile, their electric grid doesn't work. Winnie tweets, the governor closed rural hospitals all over Texas. They have minimal social services, hard to obtain. Hasn't repaired the electrical grid, with people dying winter and summer, yet he spends millions to ship people to other states instead of helping them. I mean, this is just the starkest choice we've ever faced in November, isn't it?
Absolutely. And a lot is being driven out of Texas in terms of, you know, how the rest of the American right gets its marching orders for how to pursue policy. So, it is a frightening time to be an American. It's a very frightening time to be a Texan.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, someone sitting there freezing going, oh, my heat doesn't work, but woohoo, there's less brown people here. Woohoo! I mean, it's just...
horrifying.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. That's the
all
word.
For a gimmick.
Yep.
Huh?
Yep.
All for a gimmick. Yep. And the ability to say, look how cruel I've been.
Yeah, exactly. Once again, the cruelty is the point. Thank you, Chris. Exactly. We collided getting to that. I hip-checked you into the board.
I should
boards,
have let you
and
know
I apologize.
Your name is on the show.
Yeah, it is the Stephanie.
Oh, Molly Young Fast. There's another one. If Trump becomes president again, his people are going to use the Comstock Act to ban the mailing of abortion pills. The architect of SB 8 already told the New York Times that that was his plan. I mean, we were saying this judge in the embryo case is a Christo nationalist.
Yeah.
I mean, the handmade jokes are officially banned from now on because they're not jokes anymore.
No.
Right. No, they're not. In fact, if Trump wins, people might as well start investing in dry cleaning services because they're going to be busy with those red robes.
Yeah. I never want to see, quote, the wrath of God in any courtroom decision. Ever.
My God, we've seen that meme about butter emails, mm-hmm. the women in the red outfits. Mm-hmm. Now it's like, but I just saw Biden was old. I don't know if you happened to hear our opening segment or watch Lawrence O'Donnell last night, Carl, but, you know, like you, Lawrence knows a lot about the actual, you know, tasks of governing and how it works. And he just was saying, basically, it is too late. Like, stop with this, like, fantasy football, like, oh, maybe Joe Biden should step down. Maybe there's someone else. And he was saying no one can ever name. The only name that comes up would be, like, Gavin Newsom. And, you know, he was talking about the realities of what would happen in Chicago in August, right? He would come out of there with zero money, right?
And, you know, you don't know what you'd actually come out with because you don't know what trading would happen to get delegate votes, et cetera. But, you know, what I do know is that regardless of what happens, people can be organizing right now to defeat Donald Trump in November, period, right? That means contacting their local Democratic parties and becoming a volunteer for them so they can go door knocking and make phone calls and, you know, contributing directly to the party so that they can help with ground operations and, you know, attending Sexy Liberal. All the things.
Thank you. If you like your comedy, not of the both sides do it variety, but of the Sexy Liberal variety. We are announcing a lot of things.
A lot. Holy cow.
And speaking of which, may I just name drop, who have I been texting with, Jody?
Mark Hamill.
No, well, that too.
You've been texting with everybody.
Jamie Harrison.
Oh.
Who...
Oh, you missed that. The day you were out, I was accused of being a DNC. Like, I got a lot of money that I'm all funded by the DNC.
Oh, yeah, she's funded by them.
We're still waiting for that money, Carl. We've never gotten a dime, so.
George Soros might be buying a media.
That's what I texted. I'm like, I'm told that you give me a lot of money, might you? No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm just asking what I can do for him.
Yes.
In the spirit of John F. Kennedy, I was asking what we might do. You're absolutely right. Do something. Put your head down. Don't, you know, I.
It is February.
Yeah.
You have, you know, 8 months to make the difference.
Yep. Leave it all on the field. All right, Carl Frisch. And you know what? You run for school board like Carl Frisch did and won by 11 billion points, people. MOOCsforCarl.com. We love you.
Thanks.
All right.
Thanks, Carl. Happy birthday.
Happy late birthday.
46 minutes after the hour. Dr. Doom, Malcolm Nance, and Dana Goldberg all coming up on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Family. Yes, family.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
Parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives. So it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice,
choice. Nature's Blend, and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food. 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I'm so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He is 83 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, for me, this has been a real game changer. I love it. I use it in my bike and hike bottle every day. Morning Kick isn't just your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, give you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. The code is Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
This St. Paddy's Day, if you want a pot of gold, list your home with the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber.
Excuse me, kind sir, but it's not Paddy's, it's Patty's, as in Patrick.
When selling or buying with Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you'll get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. We like to say that movetomadison.com is kind of like a pot of gold.
Ooh!
It is the number one site for leprechauns to search for new homes this St. Paddy's Day. Visit the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/wiscway. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes, space is my birds.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Stephanie Miller.
Down. Down goes our democracy. Down. We're literally on our backs. We can do it. Get up. Everybody get up. Get up.
Dances. Beehive.
Dances. I speak for all weird. Of us when I say, there goes the narwhal.
Dances were weird in the 80s.
Yeah, right?
Dances are still weird.
I did that in my USC dorm for I don't know how many times.
Rock
never
lobster,
got old.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Down. When you were a baby?
Yes.
Because you were a prodigy, weren't you?
This was
you?
An oldie song, by the
way. Oh, look. Here's Dan Goldman now.
I would like to know whether or not Senator Grassley, who had a copy of this 1023 before the FBI ever gave it, or Chairman Comer, or Chairman Jordan, all of whom were singing the praises of this, the information provided by this source, had any idea whether or not it was completely bogus and was in fact a plant by Russian intelligence, which has been trying to meddle somewhat successfully in our elections since 2016.
Thank you. Thank you. Our friend Tristan Snell echoed that. He said, Jim Jordan, Chuck Grassley, and James Comer were either duped by Smirnoff and the Kremlin, or they were in on it. Either way, the DOJ must subpoena every single communication Jordan, Grassley, and Comer had with or about Smirnoff and anything related immediately tonight.
Yes.
One more, Dan Goldman.
And Chairman Jordan and Chairman Comer have said that this is the best evidence they have of misconduct by President Biden. In fact, it is no evidence. It is just simply evidence that the Republicans are willing to be used as assets of Russian intelligence, just like Donald Trump was in 2016 and throughout his presidency when he went to a press conference in Helsinki and chose Vladimir Putin's word over his own intelligence community.
Black Knight with a good point. He said the biggest story in the world today should be that Bill Barr killed the investigation into Trump conspiring with Russia to win in 2016, then immediately began conspiring with a Russian asset to win in 2020, and Republicans picked up where he left off to rig the 2024 election.
Yep.
They're the ones screaming rigged elections, yep. Stolen elections, and it's right there in plain sight. One more, Dan Goldman.
This should put the nail in the coffin, because not only is there no evidence of any wrongdoing by President Biden, but it now appears as if the House Republican majority is being used by Russia to interfere in the 2024 election on behalf of Donald Trump. If they continue with this investigation, they are simply doing the work of Vladimir Putin to help Donald Trump win an election in November. That's where we are.
California girl said, who else wants to see the entire unredacted Mueller report and believes we've been jerked around long enough by these anti-American Republican scoundrels who've wished only evil on us for purely unbridled power? Me. Thank you. Okay. And a last one, Dan Goldman.
This is the same person that we know that has...
That was Garcia.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, we're done with Goldman.
Yeah,
sorry. I apologize. That means it's time.
Sound like Mr. Goldman.
Yeah, okay.
It's time for Dave in Chicago, man.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Buenos dias.
Yeah. Hola.
This is your Mexican-American Tarahumara Apache.
Ah.
And my dad passed away this Christmas. He was 97 years old.
Wow.
He was an 82nd Airborne Paratrooper veteran of World War II. And he was sharp as a tack till the day he died. He grew in love. He grew in patience. All my uncles have. Every older man in my family have been revered as all the older women have.
Right.
Because they grow in love and they grow in knowledge. They grow in wisdom. I have not seen any evidence of this in the Congress, who are younger people.
Yeah.
I see it all in Joe Biden.
Thank you.
Love and experience will always win. And so please don't worry so much, because there are many good older and younger people out here who listen to you, who are filled with love in their families and their country, and also you guys.
Thank you, honey. That's very sweet. I needed that today, Dave.
Tacos and tequila at my house.
Okay.
Yes. You guys show up in Chicago, okay?
Tequila. Oh, my God. Pee Wee Herman has been at a party in my house, Jody. And I took his white shoes. I made him dance on the bar.
Did you really?
And I'm going to Dave's house in Chicago. Maybe for the, when we're there for the DNC. I'm going to take my white shoes. Yeah. And Sexy Liberal. Sexy Liberal's on sale. Sexyliberal.com.
It is.
I will dance with Dave to tequila in Pee Wee Herman's white shirt.
I'd rather have the tacos.
They're both good.
Yeah, we were promised a taco truck on every corner, weren't we?
Were.
Joe Biden won?
Yep.
What's going on? What's up?
I know, we're missing out.
Bob tweets, voters are very concerned about Biden's age. Must be considered from every conceivable angle. But voters are very concerned about reliving a four-year nightmare. It's rarely examined at all. Thank you. Anita in San Antonio. Hello, Anita.
This is kind of piggybacking on that idea, because, we know Joe Biden is old, but their ideas are old. Isolationism, trickle-down economics, abortion bans. They want to go back to the friggin' 1873 Comstock Act.
Yeah.
I mean, they're anti-immigrant. They have a speaker that wants to base law on a Bible written thousands of years ago.
Yeah. I have a question for you. Who's a good boy?
What about age?
Who's a good boy? Who's that behind you?
That's Leia.
Who?
Lance?
She's not a good boy. She's a bad girl.
Oh, all right. Who's that bad girl?
Who's a bad girl?
Lance? Okay.
You're a bad girl.
What was her name?
She's non-binary.
Leia? Huh?
Leia.
Oh, Leia. Princess Leia.
Princess.
Oh.
Yeah.
Leia's a bad girl. Or
yeah,
senator or general.
Like
okay.
Senator or general? Leia?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, she shares your concern about the death of democracy. Thank you, Anita, for your, you and Leia.
Dogs know.
Yes.
Thank you.
I guess she's a, who's a bad girl? I'm sorry, Leia. All right. Dr. Erwin Redlener, or as we like to call him, Dr. Doom, next.
Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This is Dom from the Devil's Advocates. Tune in on Thursday. Our pal James Santel, former U.S. attorney, going to join us, and we're going to get into the Alexander Smirnoff issue.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join Matt Nair on Air 11 to noon
on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX 1580 AM.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.